What do laser monks and the life of Cistercian monks have in common? Father Bernard McCoy is both a Cistercian monk and the founder of Laser Monks. He explains.
Laser Monks is our online company on the internet where our monastery provides and supplies office products and printer supplies. And we are one of the major competitors in the United States with all of the national retailers and wholesalers.
Most people will have heard of Benedictines making wine, but Cistercians and office supplies? This has to be unique.
It originally came from the question of I had needed a toner cartridge, a laser toner cartridge, for one of my printers at home. And in looking for a replacement, I discovered it was just too incredibly expensive for what I thought was a bunch of black dust. And I said, there must be a better way. And in checking with various manufacturers and wholesale outlets, I discovered there were all sorts of better ways. And I said, gee, if I can save this kind of money for our small monastery, what if we could do that for the rest of the church, for schools, for nonprofit institutions, and ultimately for the, you know, for the business and individual consumer world in general? And when I approached some of these people, they thought, you're really monks? This isn't some kind of California marketing scheme. And we said, no, we really are monks, and we pray 5 hours a day in Gregorian chants and all of that. And he says, so let me get this right. You want to provide supplies at a discount, and then you're going to take that money and use it for charitable works. And I said, yes, but there's one more good thing to our little story, and that's with every purchase, you get a spiritual rebate. The monks are going to pray for you, and I don't think your office retailer ever offered you that.
They pooled the talents already existing within their own Kentucky monastery.
We're a small community. We're only 8 monks, all young. Our average age is 40. But we didn't have the labor force or the great land holdings to be able to support our community. And so we decided what resources we did have, which is, of course, all we could utilize, was who we were as monks.
A company outside the monastery supplies the laser monks with the basic materials, and then the monks start filling the empty printer cartridges.
And that we had some young monks with some ingenuity, either with business or marketing or graphics and design or with media and PR. And we said, well, then probably our best bet is to use those gifts, our talent, to offer a product of some kind that people need. They absolutely have to have, so it's not a luxury kind of item. And that provides us with, you know, a continual kind of income because it's a consumable product that individuals or businesses need. And it was just a perfect fit.
But how do laser monks manage to supply office products and, at the same time, devote themselves to the prayer which, as Cistercians, is their main priority? Father Bernard explains.
There's always that balance that has to be achieved in our life between the various works we do and our life of prayer. I think one of the important ways to answer that from our perspective is the Benedictine and Cistercian monastic life has a catchphrase, if you will, a motto, that's ora et labora, and then the word pax. The Latin words for ora, prayer, labora, work or labor, and then pax for peace. Our prayer and our work come together to bring about peace, both within our community and in the world at large. For us, very much like Adam and Eve originally in the Garden of Eden, we have a productive, creative kind of work that is not only productive of fruits for our table, but the work we do also puts food on other people's tables, the needy throughout the world. And so it's an actual work that we can enjoy, be a part of, support ourselves, and be able to support others. But for us, absolutely prayer and our relationship with God is the priority. The work, Laser Monks itself, is there in order to support that, to keep us able to pray and to keep us able to help others listen for those whispers of God's call.
The monk's personal moments with God is the driving force of Laser Monks.
You absolutely have to have those moments when that is all you're doing and that's where your focus is.
monks have had to change the ways in which communities support themselves.
Really, up until about the 1950s or 60s, practically all of monastic income projects throughout the world were in some way agriculturally related. It might have been what we would call a value-added product. Maybe they made bread from wheat they grew, or produced jam or jellies from the fruits on their property. But nonetheless, it was still agriculturally based. With the declining vocation question over the past 30 to 40 years, our labor forces, of course, are significantly less. And even with those who have significant land holdings, often an agriculturally based income project isn't sufficient to support the community. And so everyone is really having to modernize, or shall we say, aggiornamento, even within our work situations, and catching up with, shall we say, the modern business world in how we can produce something, whatever it may be, a marketable either product or service that is going to be able not only to support us, but in whatever form it is obviously not something that would be inappropriate for a monastery.
Father Bernard sees laser monks as being one way in which the ancient involvement of monks in printing can be brought into the 21st century and be of relevance to people today.
Well, my brothers in the 1100s were making paper, making their own ink, copying manuscripts. We've been in the imaging reproduction business for over 900 years. It's just a slightly newer way of doing it today with toner cartridges.
Laser monks are teaching secular business that genuine concern for the individual human person is good business.
We have consciously taken the Benedictine, the monastic idea of hospitality, our monastic hospitality, which in the Rule of Benedict says that every guest must be received as Christ himself. We translate that monastic hospitality into commerce hospitality with lasermonks.com, insofar as every guest is to be every guest, every customer, every vendor, every person we work with, including our employees. All of these are to be treated with genuine human dignity as Christ himself. It's the caring attitude towards not only our customers but our vendors, and at the same time, it's the way that we approach the business and the business model itself. We're not out to take money out of your pocketbook. We want to genuinely offer you some savings on things you need, and then you know when you're purchasing from us that you are participating in charity throughout the world. Groups of business leaders within America, the CEO level groups, often have me now do a keynote address that touches on monks doing business, but how we approach it and how that has affected our organization. And what we're showing, of course, is that that kind of hospitality of genuine human dignity tied with good works is good business.
Father Bernard describes the practical outreach of laser monks, taking the gospel into today's world.
Our monastery, again, is very small. We have a very low overhead with only 10 monks. So that leaves us, significant amounts that we can use in various ways. And what we've tried to do with our charitable giving program is, it's twofold. In the first part, on about approximately a monthly basis, we try and find ways, regionally, nationally, and internationally, to provide care for the body, care for the mind, care for the soul. And within each of those three categories, care for the body of things you might normally think of, food shelters, domestic abuse needs, medical equipment in a rural area, those sorts of things that are really care for the body. Care for the mind includes both intellectual and, shall we say, cultural or appreciation of beauty. So perhaps a scholarship to help a needy student, and that would be not only children or adolescents or those in college, but right now we're helping a young lady who has been offered hospitality at a convent in New York. She's finishing a doctorate relating to the metaphysics of John Henry Newman as her doctoral thesis, and we're helping to support her so that she can have that published. It's something not many people will read, I grant you, but it's an important work in and of itself because of the understanding it can bring about for the good of the church as a whole. providing art contests or bringing a concert to an area to people who couldn't otherwise afford it or appreciate it. Care for the soul is certainly within the Catholic realm, but also cross-cultural and ecumenical in many ways. Of any way that can help support growth of the spirit and growth of that soul part of the person throughout the world. I'll give you a good example that came up recently that was actually a lot of fun. One of our customers in Santa Fe, New Mexico, had called, and she said she was a fine art consultant, and said, "Father Bernard, I was just in Tibet at a Buddhist monastery that takes in orphans, but they don't have money to feed and clothe the orphans. Could you help provide for that?" And I thought, well, that's a wonderful idea. As we talked about it, though, instead of just sending over a small donation of some kind, we decided to use our resources, what we both could use, to try and do something bigger than that. What finally came of it was she contacted a lot of her high-end art friends who donated art. The Santa Fe Art Galleries provided us space and time, and the and Laser Monks provided for advertising, marketing, and for receptions, and we had a high-end art auction in Santa Fe and raised, you know, 100 times what we could have been able to give.